Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm always on time. Not always there you call.
I'm on time. And I'm always... Tim was late, so... And I was on time.
Hilarious.
And I'm a John Rule fan. I feel like he gets too much hate.
I completely
agree.
That's
my hot take. We're starting off with a hot take.
That, in this room, that is not a hot take.
Oh, really?
That is a cold take.
Okay.
This is a rule of the room.
Yeah. Well, that's a great... Okay, hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantarongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
And I'm Nikki Blaze. What's up, man? So,
what happened to Nikki? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So many disappointed people right now.
Oh, they've been disappointed for like a good month now.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to have my special guest on today for a long time. I've been trying to just do something with you for a minute.
Minutes.
I feel like podcast makes the most sense because every time we randomly see each other at different events, like we want to just keep talking, but it's always like some shit going on.
Yeah.
So let's introduce our special guest of the day. This man right here, I've known him for a very long time, since the OG days of YouTube. One of the pioneers in the space, in the game, still cranking out well-shot, scripted short-form content in the days where no one's watching that shit anymore. Woo! We all know the struggle.
What are we doing?
Viral classics. That's how I was put on game. Of course, y'all have seen Yellow Fever, the classic.
Oh, this is too old. You know what's crazy? This Thursday is our 20th anniversary.
Of Yellow Fever? Or of Wong Fu?
Of the first Wong Fu video that went up, our freshman year of college.
Wow. No bullshit. I just got the chills.
Yeah. We've been doing this long
time. Make some noise. Philip Wang, Wong Fu Phil.
Wait, it's
Philip Wang, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, these days, there's this whole people have asked me, do you want Wang or Wong? I'm like, oh, the fact that people are asking that, that's progress, I guess. But I do remember the first time I met you was, I think I saved, my first time was, your number was saved in my Razor phone.
Oh, God.
That's how long ago.
Oh, shit.
It might have been, actually.
I'll tell you how long ago.
07.
Where did we meet?
I think it was at it was at an event up here in Hollywood. I think it was this fundraiser for Invisible Children. Does this ring a bell to you?
Oh, yes.
You remember this?
Yes. I had the shirt and everything.
Right. And it was on the side. And I think you were on MySpace or something. And I don't know. Yeah, you said hi. To this day,
you are still in my phone as Phil Yellow Fever.
please change that.
No, I
do not need that following.
I refuse.
All right.
Okay.
Wyatt, to be honest, you're Tim De La Ghetto.
In your phone still?
In my phone, yeah. I can't remember how to spell your name. I'm sorry.
Well,
it's not going to change.
You're going to learn one day. If y'all don't know, Yellow Fever is a, I would say you guys' first viral video.
I thought you were going to say, you're saying probably, but I thought you were going to say problematic.
No.
Yeah, you can't, the shades of say it. That.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I had to learn that Yellow Fever was a problematic term.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of terms and a lot of things that age over time.
Right.
But you're right. It was one of our first big viral videos. And this was before, this is going to just date me and make me feel old. But this was before YouTube existed.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a website back in the day. I went to UC San Diego and we had a website and we uploaded our videos onto a server that we bought our own bandwidth on. And then people had to right click a link and save target as. And then take the file and play it on a Windows Media Player program on their
computer. Have we talked about this before?
Maybe.
Because let me tell you this. Yeah. Before you start talking about yourself, because no one cares about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the main reasons I got on YouTube was because me, PD Flow, PD Flow Films.
Yeah, yeah. I know that guy.
We were uploading, he was uploading the movies we were making onto his website.
Right.
On a server that he paid for.
Yep.
And a movie we did called Jason versus Gumby was kind of making its rounds online.
That sounds really problematic.
Oh, it is. And it crashed his website.
Yep.
And then I found YouTube and said, whatever this is, let's put our shit on here.
Exactly. It was at that time, it was just a tool. It was just free bandwidth. At that time, that's what we needed because people were wanting to watch our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this bill for from our server for $1,200,
$1,500.
Oh. And as a college kid, you're like, wait, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So thankfully we had like a PayPal that like the fans like helped us pay it off. But like after that, we're like, okay, we got to get onto like another option. So that's all YouTube was. Like this, all this subscribe and like and community stuff like didn't happen until like a couple years later.
Yeah. There was no such thing as making money, getting paid.
This is just going to be basically old people, YouTube old heads talking about like back in my day.
We do a lot of that. Yeah. They're used to it.
This podcast has now become just a reason to chat with the homie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because now with the two babies, I'm not going to be like, hey, babe, I'm going to leave and get lunch with my friend. You know what I'm saying? There's like, that doesn't exist anymore.
Yes, we have to be making content.
Yeah, it needs to be making money.
No, but I remember like the first time YouTube even like brought in ads and people were mad about that.
Oh, yeah.
Remember like people were like, I'm unsubscribing. You guys sold out.
You sold out.
Sold out.
Right?
Selling out.
And then then now like people get mad at YouTube for not giving them enough ads. Like, you're blocking my creator from making their money. Stop censoring him.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's weird. It's like, it is beautiful, but it's also like where our culture has gone over the years. Like we've seen it change so much, like from people, you know, having pictures on like their Facebook, like wanting to be private, to now like, oh my God, not enough strangers saw my photos. The algorithm.
Is Instagram down? Yeah. Is Instagram down? I posted an hour ago and I only have 30 likes.
Right. We're all the strangers, you know?
We need that stranger validation, man.
It's true.
And we're all the strangers.
Please. Strangers, comment. On the, give me your unwanted comments.
This is a stranger safe zone.
Yeah. Right, you know what's crazy is like, and you know now, as far as getting advice from people that you never asked for, when you start posting baby shit, it's like a whole different level of people that just want to give you their input. Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's like your golf stroke and your babies get to the most random. Actually,
he had that bit ready to go. He's like, that's one of his, like you're having a baby is like having a golf stroke.
I feel like that's not good material. I feel
no, but like so
unless you're golfing parent on YouTube.
Well, do you have a lot of parents that have come on here that you talk about like baby stuff to already?
No, only Boudram, only Shannon Boudram.
Okay, so I'm like one of the only ones. Wow, what a privilege.
Well, hey, man.
Chachi.
Okay.
Chachi. That's true.
But I mean, you do post quite a bit. So, like, I feel like you probably get a lot of people seeing a splice of your life. They're literally seeing 30 seconds of your entire, like, life with your kids. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this is what he must be doing all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of flack for the picture that you posted of Chia, too.
Yeah, dude. So it was so annoying. You know. And that was something where usually if I feel like I'm going to post something controversial, I feel like I'm ready for the comments. But that shit hit me so unexpectedly, bro.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm posting this really raw-ass moment of Chia. Because we try to, you know, show, like, the part of childbirth and parenthood that people don't talk about, right?
Which more people should talk
exactly,
about.
Exactly, right? We posted that shit thinking, oh, wow, look at this crazy, raw, powerful moment. And first couple comments were, wow, Tim, really? Face palm emoji? I was like, what? They're like, how are you gonna put your wife out there like that? Like what? It's like, what do you? She's this is her.
Yeah.
This is her face. What are you guys talking about?
Right.
And I was kind of really like taken back by that. But you know, and then of course you know people will come to my defense and blah blah blah. But that was something that kind of I was not expecting.
Yeah. Social media parenting is something, and that's actually kind of why like sometimes I don't share that much, and I double check or I hesitate every time. And this is just in general, right? Like I think we all do with social media, like reach. Like you always have to do like this count to 10 moment.
Yeah,
maybe you do less or whatever. But
no, I definitely do. Yeah. Like even when I post vlogs, I have Chia watch everything, make sure she approves too, make sure there's nothing she's uncomfortable with.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's extra paranoid though. You know what I'm saying? I might be like, it'll be like a glimpse of our window, and she'll be like, I'm like, how you feel about that tree? She's like, maybe edit that tree out.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because we just don't want people in our shit like that.
Oh, you must have a really unique tree out in front of your
you'd,
tree.
You'd be surprised how people figure stuff out.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's also very hyper aware of like, if we post something where Veda's in the car seat, like I'm about to like post a story and she's like, babe, actually the seatbelt's not on right. It's supposed to be tucked under her armpits. It's a little too low. I don't want those people in my shit. I'm like, fine, you know.
And that's valid.
Or you could just put it on, right, Tim?
that's fair.
Or you could, instead of not posting it, you could
and raise a weak little bitch that needs all proper seatbelts all the time?
No, dude, I was in the car the other day, and literally pulling up beside me, there was, like, this other car, and this little girl, maybe, like, 4 years old, was just standing in the passenger seat, like, on the floor, like, just, like playing around, and the dad was just like,
oh, my God.
And I kind of was like, do I want to do a real life parenting thing right here? Like,
oh no!
Give this guy a side eye. Like, this is really unsafe.
Or maybe that baby's probably cool as hell.
They probably got some good content.
Yeah,
that day,
maybe. I hope they're still safe.
Like, watch me get the reactions of all these parents.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah. I was actually part of a social experiment. No one said anything to protect my child.
I'm gonna dress up my tiny wife like a 2-year-old and have her sit in the passenger seat.
Summer is just around the corner, and it might be the best one yet thanks to the summer of Dash Pass from DoorDash. With Dash Pass membership, you can save big now through July 19th on swimsuits, beach snacks, sunscreen, and more. Now, I'm probably not going to be going to the beach, but I'm definitely going to give me some beach snacks, so you know I'm going to be using the Dash Pass. Now, with the summer of Dash Pass, you'll enjoy $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on all eligible orders, making it easier and more affordable than ever to stock up on all your favorite summertime essentials. So experience the summer like no other. Best your best summer with Dash Pass membership from DoorDash today. Sign up for Dash Pass now, and you'll get our first month free. Plus, when you use our promo code, you get 50% off up to $10 value when you spend $15 or more on your next Dash Pass order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code CHASERSUMMER. That's 50% off when you spend $10 or more on your next Dash Pass order when you download the DoorDash app and enter code CHASERSUMMER. Don't forget, code CHASERSUMMER for 50% off your next order. Subject to change, terms apply.
Oh, man. Let's get those erect peens ready for the spring, my guys. It's all about confidence when it's time for sex. Am I right? And what's a better confidence booster than a fun round with your partner? All courtesy of the chewables from BlueChew.com. What's BlueChew.com? You already know. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and now at a fraction of the cost, okay? They also have Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables with the active ingredient in Levitra and Staxin so you can stay hard and fresh. Y'all know me. I got two babies. And let me tell you something. When you're trying to make babies, you have a lot of sex, and sometimes your penis gets very tired, and I am not lying here when I say Blue Chew most definitely helped me out, okay? The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. And Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription, all right? And check this out. Here's a special deal for you. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code TIM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIM, to receive your first month free. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. But anyways, Ja Rule is so
I love that
unappreciated.
Thank you. I think so. I think so.
A slew of hits.
Slew of hits. Y2K era. Like he was...
He ran that era.
He ran that era. He was doing the love, like the rapper love song stuff before, well before Drake.
Yeah.
You know, people weren't ready for it.
I can understand why he's kind of, you know, might be a little bitter nowadays because he sees Drake killing the game.
But to be fair...
Yeah, it wasn't our fault. It was 50 Cent's fault.
It was completely
because
50 Cent's
there was a LL Cool J before there was either.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? There's been love rap going on. It's just 50 came out and made everybody want to be a thug. So now we have to hate this dude.
No, but at that time, LL Cool J, there was also gangster rap too. But
there was.
But at that time, were people? Did LL Cool J ever get any?
LL Cool J had beef,
right? Okay. So I think what it is that 50 also came out at a time when social media wasn't as sophisticated, right? So people just heard what they heard and they just ran with it. Right?
Yeah. True. It was
remember the whole like Sierra thing.
When they said Sierra was a man?
Yeah.
Nobody to this day knows how we all got the same rumor.
How do we all know that? How did that spread?
We didn't know that, Phil. It's not true.
How do we think we knew that?
I follow Sierra. She's gorgeous. And, I want justice for her.
Dick
too,
or not.
Yeah. Her dick is huge. All right.
But there was, I mean, it was kind of the... that is the time we grew up in, right? Where I feel like our generation, we've talked about this before.
You just pierce it.
Well, also because there was no, like, we didn't have this world of options, mm-hmm. that we all watched the same shows growing up.
Yeah,
we all kind of knew the same songs, the same hits, because we only had a couple options, right? Everyone was watching TRL, 106 of Park. You know what I'm saying? Now these kids, like, they're like, they heard a really abstract song that their homie played, and that's all they listened to, right? And where we would hear one rumor, and it's like, oh, it's got to be facts.
You know what? I take it back. Ja Rule did this to himself.
Uh-oh.
He came out with Fun and Love Records.
Okay.
You got this dude who comes out later and questions your street credibility. You weren't a street dude to us. You could have stayed in that lane and ignored the fuck out of him.
There's the hot take, Phil.
Right.
Wow.
He tried to clap back.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally with clap back.
Yeah, he tried to, like, step into the lane and he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
It's all the DMX. A lot of the DMX overlap too. I think people didn't like...
That was definitely a thing. Him trying to sound like X.
50's influence was so crazy that time.
Yeah.
And I remember just to not keep talking about Ja Rule, but
this is actually going to be the highest viewed clip on Instagram Reels. By the way, all of Ja's fans are going to come out and be like, "Look, man, we got the Asian kids liking me too, man."
I tell my clips guy only the Ja Rule part. Only the Ja Rule parts. Forget when Phil's crying. I only want Ja Rule clips. I remember when at the height of 50 really dissing Ja Rule, right? Ja Rule and Ashanti premiered a brand new song. It was called "Rain Down on Me" or something like that.
Of course. Yeah.
And I had never seen this before. They premiered the video and nobody was being nice. Everyone was like, it's kind of corny. Like, all the audience was like, kind of corny if you ask me. It's kind of wag. Like, I was like, whoa, I've never seen them just outright do that for a premiere.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But in their defense... Rain On Me is my least favorite Ja Rule and Ashanti record.
I don't think anyone will disagree.
That's true. But they're cleaning it up.
That's Irv Gotti's tours.
They what?
They're cleaning it up on the nostalgia tour.
Oh, 100%. Did you go to Soul Aquarius?
I actually went to one of Ja's concerts like on a Valentine's Day, a few years ago, and it was fantastic.
Hell yeah.
It was fantastic. I wanted to go to Lovers and Friends, but I don't know. Like, it's hard to travel with a kid these days.
Yes, it is. Oh, way to bring it back. Okay.
I do want to say, though, you mentioned like how like the difference now with like, you know, hearing a song now versus how it was before. I think another thing that I imagine is really annoying for like Gen Z kids too is that when we were, you know, listening to music and watching shows, we had like there was no way for really the generation before, like Gen X, to like correct us if we like something, or like, for example, I see so many times when there's like a song out and like all the comments are like, oh my god, this is just a cover of or a sample of this and this and this.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that we grew up with that we didn't know that were samples.
That's facts.
So I feel like because now like our millennials are also in the same spaces as the next generation, we're probably really freaking annoying to like the younger crowd.
Definitely.
Right? Whereas like when we were that age,
we might have had one adult.
Yeah, we were isolated. We were just kind of like doing our own thing, and so now like I think millennials are kind of like, you know, just nosy. You know?
I mean,
they definitely have that to deal with. But there was a lot of us who knew the earlier music.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
From our parents and things like that. So a lot of the songs that were sampled, we knew where they were sampled from.
I think we're just trying to educate the next generation.
Yeah.
Because they're all dumb.
Yeah. And they sample way worse than our producers sample.
They don't
tweak
anything.
They just take the whole
fucking
beat.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
They literally just rip it off.
Yeah. Speed it up.
I will say, it is weird to now be in the generation of like, wait, this was... Like,
I know.
You know, like, to be the one correcting people, like, well, this was a sample of when I was a teenager. Oh, my God, we're the old guys now.
Well, you know what's a trip when you're like, when you try to tell somebody, oh, this is a sample of this. And someone's like, actually.
It's a sample. Like,
oh.
Really?
Oh, well. Shut up, old ass. Well, speaking of us being old, man.
Oh God.
Yes, like I said, it's been difficult for us to collaborate and get together, mm-hmm. and one of those reasons being because, you know, we're both dads now, mm-hmm. And you know, we touched on this earlier, but shout out to Wong Fu Productions for still cranking out scripted content, like,
thank you, man.
Pretty consistently, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, me and Rick talk about this all the time. The shit just isn't lucrative anymore.
Oh no, not at all. We definitely lose money.
Yes.
When we do this, and it's purely for the craft.
Yeah.
Purely for our own sanity. And yeah, so like, you know, for people watching, like, yeah, like there's short form obviously has been a thing. Like, yeah, we all came and saw, you know, Vine come and go, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like now even more with TikTok. So like these days, yeah, people are trying to just make things. You can get just as many views off of just like, you know, your phone on a little tripod or something. Yeah. And the sound's already there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's a lot easier to just make content. But at the same time, you know, like for us, you know, if you have like these bigger goals, you know, you don't want to, you know, sacrifice that side of your development.
Definitely.
Right. So I think like because we've been doing this for so long, I kind of actually have the confidence and like the, I don't give a fuck about like, oh, I'm not trying to chase these trends anymore,
mm-hmm.
or even chase these numbers, honestly.
Because
at the end of the day, it's just like good content is going to find itself like to the top or whatever.
100%. I mean, we shot our first sketch in like a long time the other day, just because I was feeling like I felt like I needed to create something.
Did you write it?
I did.
Wow.
Well, no, actually, this was more of, hey, everybody come up with their own little bit and mm-hmm. we're going to splash it together, right?
I think it also helps that like at Wong Fu, we have like, I think what's difficult for you and a lot of other creators too is that like so much of the channel's identity is you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And so for Wong Fu, like we've been able to kind of bring in different people or like, you know, bring in actors or other writers and even directors now too. So like that pressure's off. Like I feel for...
Oh, to keep that same
vibe?
Yeah,
the same person, same vibe and everything. Like that's a challenge in itself. So the fact that you have so much content around you still after all these years too is major props as well. Because it's exhausting. We've seen a lot of our friends kind of like have to like dip out.
Damn near all of them.
Yeah,
yeah man. That's why I give props to you, man. Well, let me ask you this. You talk about like long-term goals. Do you still have those goals? Like
for sure, yeah, yeah. No, I don't. I'm done. My life is over. No, like I mean, obviously, like you know, a few years ago, we can talk about this later. But like you know, I started a cafe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's expanding. But in terms of like the storytelling and the directing, like if anything, like that's even more on fire these days because of the changes we've seen and the changes that we helped kind of, you know, were the catalyst of
mm-hmm.
for Asian representation in Hollywood too, right? Like there's so many more opportunities for us to like actually go get our stories out there, you know, compared to what it was before. And if anything, now I'm like, wait, if so-and-so is able to do this, I need at least, you know, throw my hat on the table.
100%. Like I always tweet, every time I watch a whack-ass Netflix movie, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I should have written my movie and got it done already.
But did you?
I did not.
Exactly. So you can't say shit.
I know.
And that's why every time like I'm like, man, this is whack or like, when's my turn, whatever. I'm like, wait, I'm in full control of if I want to take it all, like go full out. And to be honest, like I haven't. I have like 5 scripts that are like, you know, at 70% or something.
Whew, you're better than me.
I got to just get them done. And then the baby comes and things just kind of take their toll, right? So you just
got a lot, baby.
God, I got one script that's at 8%.
Oh, I tell him every time I see him tweet, I'm like, stop, put the phone down.
I know.
Get off the toilet.
I know. You know I mean? You are the one that's always like, dude, get off Twitter and just write. I'm like, I know, Phil. I know.
Never again.
But it's like I'm screaming into a pillow.
Or you have to find. You need to start delegating and like link up with a writer that is gonna. You know, want to meet up with you once a week or something, and they take the first draft or whatever. You want to lay down on the couch for a second? Like, and I'll sit over there.
But, you know what it is, man? I'm terrible with time management.
Sure.
And for me, it's like, for the first time ever, because of these goddamn kids, I need to manage my time.
I was going to say, like, you have 2 now.
Yeah.
And for someone that was as active and, you know, you know, integrated into just like so many different projects. Was it really difficult for you as a, like this new dad to like kind of have to like you're forced to slow down?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's nothing else that you know you can change in your situation to like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, well, I do way fewer. Like, I don't just go to events just because anymore.
Sure, sure.
You know, unless it's something I really want to do.
Yeah,
you know, because you know, I'll tell like because for Chia, it's like, look, if you're not out there making money. There's no reason for you to leave the house. Leave me with these 2 babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'll tell people, I tell everybody, like, look, man, this event sounds great, but I can't do it.
Yeah.
Not unless you give me a little bag to show up and take some pictures. Yeah. I can't do it, you know? Yeah. So all the random events with like, you know.
Team is not down for the community.
I'm just not. Sorry, guys. I'm out.
Wow.
Do you regret all the time you spent going to random pointless events?
No, I love
them. When you could have been doing –
Oh, actually getting things done?
Yeah.
You know, no, because
not at all.
I feel like, you know, life is about balance, the fun and the work.
You never had balance. What are you talking about?
One thing that I feel like is nice having like a kid now is like there's this different perspective now too, that there's this other human that, you know, you're building a life with.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to remind myself like, oh, when it was just me, of course, I wanted to have this movie done. I want to have all these great accomplishments done because it's for me, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, wait, actually, let's say I sell a movie and I go make it and have a premiere or whatever, like mm-hmm. next year. I'm like, oh, my kid is going to be like too young to ever remember it or know it, right? Like there's a part of me where I'm like, oh, like it'd be actually cool. I'm okay if maybe the success comes, you know, in 10 years from now. Mm. Because then we'll actually have like real memories that we can make around this.
That's
right?
Such a great point. Let me ask you this.
Yes. That's what I tell myself.
Because Kev on stage asked me this question mm-hmm. and it made me realize some things where he asked me if I was at where I, like something about if I was at where I wanted to be in my career, right?
Yeah.
And I told him, I'm not where I imagine myself being at this like age, but in retrospect, I'm super happy about that because mm-hmm. if I popped off when I wanted to pop off, yeah. I wouldn't have had time for a family. Yep, I wouldn't be able to like, yo, let's just go kick it. Like go to, you know, do all the shenanigans we shenaniganized mm-hmm. these past few years yep. without people like badgering me for picture TMZ on my yeah. shit, right?
Yeah.
Especially in this time where we kind of had to get used to the evolving social media and how much people want to be in your business.
Yeah.
I feel like now I've been able to do this E-list celebrity shit yeah. where it's like, you know, I get some perks here and there, but I've actually been able to live my life, right?
Yeah. Is that generous or is that too hard on
ABC.
ABC. Well,
for me, it's like a double entendre.
F feels bad. yeah. A double entendre.
Yeah, it's double meaning we're internet celebrities mm-hmm. and it's like after D-list. You
mm-hmm.
feel
oh,
me?
Okay.
Bars, I know.
Rapper.
Bars.
but how about you, man? Like, you know, obviously when we set off to do this shit, this YouTube shit, how old is your channel now?
Well, I just told you it's 20 years.
20 before. Years.
I mean, so the channel, because we were before YouTube. So
mm-hmm.
anyways, yeah, like we're at 20 years, yeah.
Hey, man, you guys know I love me some HelloFresh. I use it all the time. I really, really do. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, okay? This summer, HelloFresh is here to take the work out of eating well. Reach your goals with delicious calorie smart and protein smart lunch and dinner options, plus new vegan recipes too. HelloFresh Market has new snacks, meals, and more to add on to your weekly order, like their fun s'mores bundle for the kids. I got kids, so I'm gonna get down, okay? No matter your lifestyle, you'll always find delicious recipes on the HelloFresh menu, like pescatarian and veggie. You can even swap proteins and sides to make a recipe just how you like it. Look, with these two babies running around, it is difficult to go to the grocery store and actually whip up some recipes, find things, Google things, do all that. We ain't got time, right? HelloFresh makes it easy to get a nice home-cooked meal on the table without the hassle, all right? So, hooking y'all up, go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser16 and use code NoChaser16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. One more time, go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser16 and use code NoChaser16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Now, I'm notorious for signing up for stuff just to get the free trial or to watch one show. And I always say I'm going to cancel afterwards, but I always forget. That's why I love Rocket Money, man. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills all in one place. Rocket Money will quickly find the subscriptions for you, and for any ones you don't want, with a click of the button, you can cancel. They'll do it for you. It's so easy. It's so helpful. It saves so much money, dude. I've saved a lot of money using Rocket Money. So stop throwing your money away and cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to RocketMoney.com/NoChaser. That's RocketMoney.com/NoChaser. One more time, RocketMoney.com/NoChaser. It's worth it.
So how do you feel now compared to what you initially set out to do and where you're at currently?
So I think one thing that you want me to hold or
should we hold?
You guys normally hold? So no, I think about that a lot too, like of just like where I am compared to, you know, how things all started back in the day, right? And I think like one thing that I have to remind myself is that I feel like my start or my intention was actually very different from yours per se or like a lot of my peers. Because like, I'll be very honest, like I never thought I would be in this industry at all. Mm. I wasn't this kid that was like, oh, I'm gonna go be a director or I'm gonna go make movies, things like that. So the stuff that happened in college, just making stuff, that was purely just for fun.
I see.
That was just like, hey, like let's see what like let's just, you know, make some stuff and share it with friends, and that'd be like a hobby. Mm. And the fact that it actually started to like gain some steam and like, you know, a fan base came and a community evolved and everything. That was more just like, okay, like this is kind of the only thing I have going on right now. Like in college, I went in undeclared. I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Oh.
You know, so I was like, hey, maybe I'll just see how far this can go. Graduated, same thing. It was like, hey, like this seems like it's a unique opportunity or situation that we're in, that we have fans. Let's just keep it going as long as possible.
Did you study film?
I did. So I went undeclared and then like I did end up going into visual arts, but it's okay. UCSD, and it's like pure theory. It's like, it's more like when you go like when you go to a museum and you see like weird like visual arts like videos.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I have like, one of those classes.
Yeah, it's like it's all like just like very abstract stuff. So I didn't learn. It's not like USC film school where you like learn how to use a camera and stuff.
Right.
So a lot of the stuff we learn along the way. So I try to remind myself that literally all of this is gravy. Like like I try to center myself and be grateful. Like, hey, none of this was supposed to happen in the first place, so I'm just happy that one thing led to another, and now I get to be on a podcast here with Tim, and Tim's doing well, and I even met Tim and Rick, and like, so like, all this stuff has been great. The fact that I have a cafe, like, it's just been like icing on the cake. But the problem is that once you've had a taste of a certain level of success, you know, I think we're all driven people.
Yeah.
You know, we all have like this intention to like want to like, well, at least I want to maintain this.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here. I've seen first class. Mm-hmm. I've been in those rooms before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I it would really suck if I like lost that, right? Mm-hmm. So now, if anything, like what's driving me is just like, hey, like A, I want to deserve everything that's come to me. And then now B, like, hey, yeah, this has been pretty nice. Like,
yeah.
let's see what's on the next, you know, peak. Like what's the view from there, right? So, because I think for creators, like, you're never, it's really sad, you're never satisfied, right? Like, you get to one part, you get to one stage, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, all I wanted was 1 million subscribers. You get there, like, wait, okay, I'm here now. Now what? Okay, well, now I want a movie. Guess what? Someday you're going to have a movie, and you're going to be like, well, that didn't perform that well. I want to do another one, right? So, it's just,
yeah, actually, you know, to be honest, man, I kind of struggle with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, will I ever be satisfied? You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I don't think, I think it's okay to not feel satisfied as long as it's keeping you motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like starting to make you hate your life and not appreciate what you have, then that, I think that's a detriment, right?
I think it depends on what you consider satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you look at it as a ending of something?
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you can be satisfied with continuing your journey.
Facts, yeah.
If that's what you choose.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it all just kind of depends.
Yeah, you know, okay, that's a great point, because like, there are people that aren't satisfied and they still fucking feel dead inside.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? They get everything, all the fame, all the money, and they're like, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or in my case,
it's for real. Like,
it's totally weird.
Yeah.
And in my case, where it's like, people are like, Tim, are you actually happy? I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I still want to work. I still want to make more. I still want to always strive for more. But guys, I promise you, I'm happy.
Yeah. And I think people have to remember too, like, just because it's social media, it's like, you know, all this, like, people are just always searching for like the next accolade. But like, this is a career.
Mm-hmm.
A career is long, right? Like, there's going to be different seasons. There's going to be dips and there's going to be valleys and everything.
Right.
But like, at the end of the day, like, you know, it's not like you, like, we're not just trying to be hot for 1 second and then like maintain that forever, because that's going to get exhausting too. Like, I think
mm-hmm.
at the end, like, we're just trying to have a, if we can just be working and, you know, consistent, I think that's like, that's a great life. You know what I mean?
And we look great, bro. After all these years? Wow. I mean, wow.
You especially. Two kids? Wow. Look at you.
You
look better than before the kids.
Okay, look, you're right.
I do.
I mean, well, look.
You avoided the dad bod.
It's I've been starving myself. But also, like, here's the thing, right? I have been, well, thank you. I've been avoiding the dad bod by just trying to portion control. But I haven't been working out. So let me tell you something. It's trash. I mean, it might not be bulbous.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's
small, but it's flat.
It doesn't look good. I submitted a self-tape the other day where one of the scenes happened to be like, oh, he's cooking eggs he's cooking eggs shirtless, right?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yeah, let me be shirtless for the audition, right? And not gonna lie, look, when I turn the camera on, I'm like, oh, I look all right now. I look straight, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching the footage back. I'm like, ugh. Ew, why did I have to move my arm so much? because the shit is not moving like in ways that I would like it to be moving.
As long as it works for Chia, still.
She hasn't touched me in years.
That's normal. That's totally normal. Dad's need to talk about that more.
Well, let's talk about it, man.
Yeah.
She comes downstairs and she's like, oh, hi, Rick. Oh, it's you, Tim. Just to fuck with
the father of my child. Just you.
And then she's like, oh no, wait, she's like, is it the real father of my child or the father of my child?
It's like, she is amazing.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Of course, you are married.
Yes.
You have a child.
Yes.
You run a successful cafe restaurant. The food is great.
Thank you.
I went to go support your spot, Boba Mofo Cafe.
Yeah.
I went to the one in Artesia, yeah. Cerritos.
Boba Mofo, yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I went to just go support the homie.
Yeah.
Pero I ordered that shrimp burger.
Yeah.
Popping.
Thank you.
Not gonna
From
lie.
You, that's amazing.
Dude,
wow.
So good. Yeah. I took a bite off camera because I was like, I'm just here to support the homie. Took a bite. I was like, oh, let me actually record this shit and give him a post because I can genuinely say this shit's delicious.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. So, I mean, my family had a restaurant for 20 years. I know that shit's a struggle. So hard, yeah. It's a lot. So how do you maintain marriage, new baby?
Yeah.
How old is your baby now, by the way?
17 months.
17 months. Yep. Ooh, almost a year and a half. Yep. Amazing. And, you know, restaurant, and you're still cranking out content. How do you do it, Phil?
Not as gracefully as I'd like. A lot of, like, time management, like you said. But, I mean, it's not just me doing everything, obviously, right? So, like, you know, Wong Fu team is a great, solid team, super talented, like, super pro. And then, obviously, on the Bopo side, the restaurant side, like, we hired great people. And that's the thing, like, I think, like, with family businesses, like, we're so used to, like, hearing stories, like, you personally, right? It's like your mom and dad working forever, right? And I always wanted, like, to know, like, did they ever want to, like, say, we could hire someone, you know, like, or they
you
just wanted
immigrants,
to.
Man.
I know, yeah, it's that immigrant. And for me, like, obviously, like, you know, if I knew I needed to stay productive in other areas, there's no way that I can do it all, right? And even talent wise, I don't have the skill set for, you know, doing everything at the cafe. So I was kind of forced to delegate and also, you know, just expand the team because of what we wanted to do with it. Like, if it was just going to be me and my co-founder Eric, then we would just be only at this one location forever. Mm. And I think we wanted more out of it.
For sure.
But I really, really appreciate that you first of all just came to support, but then also, yeah, did you go to support? Have you?
I've had.
Oh, you wait, really?
Yeah, I know the shrimp.
What? Wait, that's what an honor. I thought I was going to catch you for like a funny, like, but then you just got me.
I will say, I didn't go.
Oh, that's right.
I had something else to do.
That's right.
Someone else went. Well, no, I had Richard. Yeah. Someone else went. And I was like, bring me the back. And I was like, oh.
Dude, thank you.
Shit.
Well, the fact that you appreciate like that it was like actually like a good product. Like, yeah, we're not just trying to, first of all, like, I didn't just put my name on something.
Yes.
Just to like, you know, just say like, you know, Wong Fu Phil has like a whatever. When I first announced that I was opening a cafe, I will never forget. There was a comment that was like, ugh, this is such a money grab for Phil. I'm like, dude, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Like, this is harder than Wong Fu Productions.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Yeah. And like, even in some ways harder than like raising a kid because, you know, people can't come in and rate my kid and then my kid is, you know, like Yelp and stuff, right?
Yeah,
like there's so much of the success of your business is like relying on just like strangers coming in to like, you know, just like, you know, judge it. But let me just say,
I give your kid a nice, a clean 7.5, man.
Thank you.
I've only seen the back of his head on Instagram, but if I saw the face, I would say 9, but I give him a 7.5.
All right, man. I'll take it. No, can you imagine also like YouTube videos if like people could just rate your channel and it would actually affect how much people would actually go to your channel
like
before they even watch it.
Like, if we got real reviews and shit? Oh, yeah. God, that'd be
so
terrible.
So that's why, like, restaurants... I don't know, like, when you were growing up around it, did you feel like, I'm never coming back to this? Because I feel like that's what a lot of kids that grew up in restaurant business are
well,
like.
Well, okay, so when I was in it,
yeah.
I was like, I do not want to take over this shit. Like, this is not what I want to do.
There was never a conversation about that? Did your dad ever?
They would joke about it, you know, but they knew that's not where my heart was, where my head was.
Yeah.
Now looking back, one, I wish I would have put more into the restaurant a little bit, especially now that I'm like so in, like, I do so much food content.
Yep.
And now I'm always kicking around ideas to start up some type of something.
Some type of
some Thai.
No, because there's so many like modern, like so many like new age, modern, elevated, whatever Asian spots now. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you're like that would have been the natural transition for your mom and pop spot.
Yeah.
Turn into like these.
So before we retired, I was retired. I was like, you guys, I got an idea. I want to do a special Tim menu, right? Mm-hmm. Where if someone knows about it, they can come in.
Yeah.
That secret menu shit. And I was just going to take, I'm like, let's just have some tortillas on the side ready. It was going to be some fusion, you know what I'm saying? Throw some kapow in a taco burrito situation. Oh, it's going to be great, right? But then when I was getting real hyped about it, my dad was already like, oh, no, we're retiring this year. They had already decided,
man. You know?
And then we got into like a pushing match.
Whoa.
And then
now one of those tacos.
But I still wanna that's what I've been kind of kicking around.
Okay.
You know? When I, you know, after I write the movie and fix the album. And
Your album. I didn't even talk about that. Your freaking album.
We're not here to talk about me, Phil.
Oh, sorry. I'm just here to grill you, man.
We got like a good.
This is Rick and me, like we're intervening right now. Right?
I want to talk to you for like another good 6 to 8 minutes before I kick you out of here,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So so what would you say? Let me ask you this, man. While we're on the subject, how has fatherhood changed? Let's keep it broad. How has fatherhood changed your life?
Oh man, 6 minutes? Like that's like an hour long conversation.
Well, I feel like let's make sure we find time for a mukbang too, because you and me could talk about so much shit for so much longer.
Fatherhood has it's everything that people talk like say it's like the hardest thing, but it's also the most rewarding thing. It's something that you'll never be prepared for until you do it. You'll never be ready for it until there's never a good time to do it. That you just gotta like jump in. For me, like the whole reason why I kind of realized like I want to start is because like I was just thinking about like future wise like. I know a future version of me wants to have that teenager or like that 20 something, whatever relationship with like, you know, a child. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to reverse engineer that or speed up time. Like if you want to have that, then you just got to start now. Right?
Oh, you got to start building.
You just got to you got to start growing the organism at some point. Right. Like, so like that was one thing that was like really what kind of kickstarted the realization of like, oh, like, I mean, there's a biological clock, you know, also for guys too, like in a very different way. But
No, we still got that sperm going. It's just, right. You know, we just
and it's funny. There was like actually like an Uber driver that was like telling me, he's like, Phil, like, you know, or not, he didn't know my name. We're not this close. But
yellow fever guy.
He was telling me, he's like, man, I kind of wish I started early because like the time I have with my son now, it's so much more. It's like limited because I know that. You know, I started like later and I kind of wish I could have this like love for like a longer period of time. And that was like a whoa, like moment. Like I never thought of it like that. That in some ways you're holding back on this like love experience or this relationship.
Oh,
the longer you
later?
Wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying the longer you wait. Right,
right, right.
Anyways, this is different things for different people. But for me, like, yeah, like I think one thing that having a kid, obviously it's forced us to slow down, which I think is actually really good.
Mm,
take stock of like what is really important in your life. I think the other thing too is it's giving me like a really nice sense of like perspective of time and kind of going back to what I was saying about like that they still have to grow up. But like in terms of just like our career too, you think about, let's say like, you know, we pop off or I pop off, you know, at like A-list whatever. and you can maintain that level of success for like 10 years would be like a very success for like a really good run, right? Let's just say that at 10 years, he's only going to be 10 years old, you know, like basically all I'm saying is that it's given me this idea of like, oh, wow, we have to be doing this for like a long time where we have to be active. We have to be present. We have to be working productive. And that in some ways that like kind of scared me of like, oh, my God, there's so much more of life that we have to like be productive for. But on the other hand,
a whole new life.
Right. But then on the other hand, it also like makes me feel like, oh, there's not as much pressure to like have to happen all right now because like there's time along the way.
And there's so much life that your baby has where it's like, why do you need to get this shit done right now? Yeah.
Perfect example. Like look at you and your own dad and how like you brought him into your content.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And like, if he really wanted to, like, yeah, he could probably like run with this
yeah.
Right. Like the stuff that like might be happening in my future, like life doesn't even exist right now that my son might be bringing me into. Right. Mm. Kev Jumba's dad. Perfect example too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I just think that there's a lot more time. And I think when you're in your 20s or when you're younger, you're like, I have to have everything now.
Right.
It has to be now.
Or if you look at, I mean, I was just talking about this. If you look at Kev on stage, where it's a trip where I feel like he was grinding, working, got married, had kids.
Yeah.
And now he's a popping influencer
yeah.
as a a dude with a whole ass family, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Where I feel like I would...
With kids who are becoming influencer age.
Yeah, oh, isn't that crazy? Yeah. And then I remember just like thinking like, oh, I remember when I was really beginning to get money, I was like, yeah, I'll push the Maserati little light flex. Now Kev is in the Maserati yeah. at these events, you know what I'm saying? As a grown ass man, I'm like, wow, this is such a weird thing to think of where he has his whole life that he's lived already and now he has a whole new one, right?
Just, like, I think that's the thing, like having a kid like just unlocks... this like new, completely new chapter. Like it's very clear, like this is where my life changed versus like, oh, like I'm just continuing my 20s or like my single bachelor life, like, and just trying to figure out what I'm doing. Like this is like, hey, clear point, like things starting fresh, things starting new with this guy. And I think that's, I don't know, it's been, yeah, like a huge relief, but also inspiration, you know,
for
to
sure.
have that, you know.
You guys trying to have more babies?
I think we'll want to try at least one more. I mean, it's obviously up to Helen. And she definitely wants, she says she wants three. And I'm like, sometimes I'm just sitting around like in the living room in the mess of things. And I'm like, we're just getting our bearings now. And you want to start this over?
Let me tell you this, Phil.
Chia
wants, she used to say she wanted four, right?
What?
Okay. She always used to say that. I was like, sure, babe. Hey, I'm down if you're down, right?
Oh my God.
Once Q came around talking his shit, I was like, baby, I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's not anymore, right?
Is it because of the, like, has boy girl been very different for you?
No, it's not even. Well, you could argue that it is his boy energy that's making him cry so much longer and stronger.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because it's a different energy, right? Yeah. But she's like, babe, it's just you know, we gotta find, like, once we get more of a schedule, we'll be fine. We gotta sleep train him, and then you know it'll be easy again. You forgot what it's like, and I'm thinking back, like, yeah, Veda used to cry, but. Did she cry this much?
Yeah.
So I'm with Q and I'm exhausted, right? But okay, to be fair, now that he's even a little older than the first couple times I would complain about him, it is better.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now that he's more, he can hold his head up a little bit and he's smiling now, I'm like, okay, maybe I could have another one. But dude, when I was in it, I was like, baby, Chia, I'm done, right? Yeah. She's like, you say that now. It's going to be so fun when they're old enough, when they're all talking and running around and they're best friends. I'm like,
it's hard to have that.
But it's your fault, though.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What I do?
They feed off of your energy.
I haven't seen them yet.
You had your first, you had your baby girl.
Yeah.
You were probably given all this warm, I got you energy. With him, you didn't know how to do that. So he's not receiving that. So he's like, yeah, what the fuck? Get away from me, sir.
He is in Aries. That's why, Rick.
Okay.
What is an Aries? What is that?
I don't know.
You just blame it on the stars.
Listen, that's what people tell me.
Yeah.
Look, I do not care for astrology and all that, but every girl I know who is one of them, terrible. So, shit, makes sense.
But people that do believe in that shit are in my comments co-signing like, hey, man, look, he's going to be angry, and he's going to be, the energy's different. I'm like,
Oh, man.
But, hey, man, Let's get together for another video where we talk shit soon, because I feel like we have so much more to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's mukbang at your spot, because I need to do one of those. And
let's shoot some sketches again.
Oh,
it's
God.
It's been a minute, and like, we haven't had Rick on our channel in a while either.
Oh, please.
You know, we had him in a couple things too.
Somebody asked me this too, and I was going to touch on it, but real quick, you know, our brands of sketches are completely different, right?
What are you talking about? This is so, like, normal, like, yeah.
But y'all might not know this, but Phil thinks my shit's hilarious, okay?
What do you mean?
I mean, if people knew, I feel like, we kicked around the idea of, what if, like, I filmed one of your sketches and you filmed, like, we wrote for each other.
Wong Fu Raw.
Because, OnlyFans Wong Fu.
Yeah.
Because we have such a similar, like, I think people assume that I can't get, like, deep and introspective and, like, you know, artsy with my shit.
Oh.
And I don't know why.
Why? What am I?
And they assume that you don't like penis jokes. And it's like, and y'all would be surprised where... There's a lot of crossover there, guys.
I loved
me
it.
And Phil.
My penis jokes are so good.
There's a lot of me and Phil's dicks crossing each other, okay? One of these days, look.
These writing sessions are wild. You guys have no idea.
But yeah, man, look forward to everything that Phil and his crew at the Bobo Mofo are working on, Wong Fu's working on. I'm glad you're still cranking out content, man, because, of course, you know, you're one of the OG pioneers in this shit. You guys always cranked out amazing content. Hey, man, I love that we're still friends.
Dude, yeah. I'm glad that through everything that we've been through in this industry, we still can see each other in a room and be like, I want to go talk to him.
Versus, isn't it great?
You know, like, yeah, we've been through a lot, but no, thanks for having me on here. It's also been great to see you guys continue to thrive. Also build different businesses too. You know, yeah. Goody, all the podcasts, all the different shows.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Phil.
You guys have been great.
Make sure you guys follow Phil on everything, and thank you for watching the Lil Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades. Bye.